Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a columnist.
I want to be a singer.
I
want
to be an
or a good day, boys and girls. Well, it must be bedtime, or it may be quiet hour. I am so thrilled and so happy that you invited me into your home, or your playroom, or your friend's house, or maybe even your car. But just thank you so much, and I want to say especially hello to mommies and daddies and grandma and Nana and Poppy, aunts and uncles, and just people who just care. Thank you so much again for coming in today, because this was such a special time. It's a special time for you boys and girls, as well as for moms and dads, because it's Veterans Day. And it is a wonderful time that where we take time to celebrate our veterans, but we also take time to pick who was going to help our country and who was going to be our next president. We had that last Tuesday, and that was President Obama. So we'll be doing some things for that very soon. I don't know where you are right now, if you're coming from the playground, and if you are, I know that you are extremely exhausted. So let's call you in, boys and girls, moms and dads, and also the dogs and cats. So here we go. We also want to thank you for joining Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and of course, this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. You didn't want to come in, and certainly because it's still warm in California. It's getting dark in the East Coast, so they're ready to come in, and they will soon have a bedtime list that they have to get. And I think also for moms and dads and boys and girls, that bedtime list helps you to make sure that you complete your task and do everything that you need to do. So, how was it for you during that time that was thinking of what do you have to do? I don't know. I'm not sure because I'm coming in and I need to, do I go to bed before I take a bath? Do I do homework? Do I get something to eat? I'm really not sure. Well, we will soon be able to find out to know exactly what's going on. Now, Starfish usually is here, and usually she tells us what to do. Because without that list, we are in a fog. We're not sure what exactly we're supposed to do. So we'll share that bedtime list so that we can be able to get it all done. Thank you.
Did you hug your daddy?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Boys and girls, you can see that we're going to be very, very busy today because there's a lot of things to do on that bedtime list. So we are going to be real busy bees. And, of course, Mommy and Daddy, they are already preparing. They may even have some of your things out. I'm sure they have the bathtub already running. And I think they're waiting for you to be able to pick out your favorite pajamas. I know that Casey always loves to bring out her ballerina and their pink pajamas and her little slippers. And then there's Jaden. Jaden loves to get his Spider-Man pajamas. And I'm wondering, what does Starfish want to do? What type of pajamas does she have? And also Shauna and Brenda. They always get their favorite pajamas, too. And Tony, are you ready? Well, boys and girls, there's a lot of things to do and a lot of things that happened this past week. This is such a very busy week for grown-ups as well as for adults. So much so that, as we talked about, we had dreams that come true. And, of course, when you are going to bed, there's a lot of times that you dream and all kinds of things pop up in your head, things that you might want to be able to do, things that you can be able to see and feel so good that that might be what you may want to be. You might want to be a doctor, or you might even want to be a chef. Or maybe you want to be a sports attorney, or maybe you want to be a nurse. But whatever it is, it's always very good to have dreams about it. And boys and girls, do you have a dream out there? I know that Starfish says. Starfish's dream was to be able to cross the waters and join us on Aunt Jewel's bedtime story. Are you getting your pajamas? Are you getting ready? I know that I am. Did you get that very special book? Go to the library. Are you reading it? Did you read it? What was it? I'm not sure what it was, but it was something that you really wanted to do. I bet you there's a lot of boys and girls out there that like to do things too. And there's a lot of adults that like to gather together to agree on something which we call an election. And that's what happens Tuesday. Everybody gets together and they decide what they want to do. Did you do that? Did you do that at your home? Do you vote what you're going to do? Do you ever go to your mommy and daddy and say, can we vote on whether we go to bed or whether we stay up? And I wonder who wins. But sometimes they let you stay up on very special days. Well, we had something like that. It was called an election where everyone voted in the United States. And it included everybody. And we're going to read a book today that is called Barack Obama of de-icing. And we had so many people from all different groups, just like the other book that we're going to be reading called You're All My Favorites. So, boys and girls, are you ready? Let's go. Let's get in baptized. There you go. You have the special things that you always have when you go, when you get ready to go to bed.
The water is fine, fine, fine. Soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble. Tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub every part of me. It's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh, it's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time.
And girls, are you ready to get in the bathtub? Do you have all the things that you need, your slippers, and make sure that you have your favorite teddy bears as well as your doll, the truck, or any of those things that you need to be able to go to bed. And you might have to have your favorite gum or pacifier or bottle because it's getting ready for bedtime. I want to thank everybody again for coming to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story. One of the things that happened last week was we had a special election. And it was so special that everyone got to vote. Some people and some children voted even though it wasn't the general election, but they voted in their classroom or they voted in their home. And we just want to make sure that we know how special those times are because it's inclusive of everyone, and everyone voted. I want to start off with a book called Barack Obama, of de-icing, A Letter to My Daughter. And it was illustrated by Lauren Long, and of course, it was written by President Obama. So are you ready, boys and girls? Are you in that special chair, or have you already gone to the bed and had your mother or daddy pop up that pillow for you so that you could be able to listen to the story before we lie it down, let it in? There we go. Okay, I see you, Donald, taking a few of those sips of the milk. There's a sissy. Sissy is thinking something too. And already we see that Tammy's already stuck in her thumb, so she's ready. So here we go. Have I told you lately how wonderful you are? How the sound of your feet running from the fall bring dancing rhythm to my day? How you laugh and sunshine fills in the room? That's exactly what happens when your mommy and daddy tuck you into bed. They think about all the good times. Now, have I told you that you are creative? A woman named Georgie O'Keeffe moved to the desert and painted petals, bones, bark. She helped us see big beauty in what is small, the hardness of stone and the softness of feathers. Now, boys and girls, in order to vote, people come from all different lives. They have all different experiences to share. And that's what we're going to do today. And when you appreciate what people have done for you, just like what President Obama has done, you want to thank them. And that's what we're doing today. You want to thank your mommy and daddy for providing all the wonderful things for you. Have I told you that you are smart? That you braid great ideas with imagination? A man named Albert Einstein turned pictures in his mind into giant advances in science, changing the world with energy and light. Have I told you that you are brave? Now, a man named Jackie Robinson played baseball and showed us all how to turn fear to respect and respect to love. He swung his bat with the grace and the strength of a lion and gave brave dreams to other dreamers. Now, have I told you that you are a healer? Sitting Bull was a medicine man who healed broken hearts and broken promises. It's fine that we are different, he said, but peace is not necessary for eagles to be crows, though he was put in prison. His fear soared free on the plane, and his wisdom touched the generation. Now, have I told you, you have your own song? A woman named Billie Holiday wore a gardenia in her hair and sang beautiful blues to the world, her voice full of sadness and joy, made people feel deeply and added their melody to the choir. Now, have I told you that you are strong? A woman named Helen Keller fought her way through long, silent darkness. Though she could not see or hear, she taught us to look at and listen to each other, never waiting for life to get easier. She gave others courage to face their challenges. Have I told you how important it is to honor others' sacrifices? A woman named Maya Lin designed the Vietnam Veteran Memorial to remember those who gave their lives in the war, and the Civil Rights Memorial to thank the many who fought for equality. Public spaces should be filled with art, she thought, so that we could walk amidst it, recalling the past and inspired to fix the future. And we are doing that tonight. And today there is praise all to celebrate the veterans. Now, have I told you that you are kind? Now, a woman named Jane Addams fed the poor and helped them find jobs. She opened the doors and gave people hope. She taught adults and invited children to play and laugh and let their spirits grow wide. And a lot of you are doing that with Hurricane Sandy, giving to others that had suffered during the storm. Now, have I told you that you don't give up? When violence erupts in our nation, a man named Martin Luther King taught us unyielding compassion. He gave us a dream that all races and creeds would walk hand in hand. He marched and he prayed, and one at a time, open heart, and saw the birth of his dream in us. Have I told you that you are an explorer? A man named Neil Armstrong was the first to walk on the moon. He watched the world from way up high, and we watched his roller landing leap, which made us brave enough to take our own big, bold strides. Have I told you that you are inspiring? A man named Cesar Chavez showed farm workers their own power when they felt they had none. The people were poor, but worked hard and loved the land. They picketed, they prayed, and they talked. The people listened to their hearts and marched for their rights. Have I told you that you are part of a family? A man named Abraham Lincoln knew that all of America should work together. He kept our nation one and promised freedom to enslaved sisters and brothers. This man of the people, simple and plain, asked more of our country that we behave as kings. Have I told you to be proud to be American? Our very first President George Washington believed in liberty and justice for all. His barefoot soldiers crossed wintry rivers, forging ever on. He helped make an ideal into a new country, strong and true, a country of principle, a country of citizens. Have I told you that America is made up of people of every kind? People of all races, religions, and beliefs, people from coastline and the mountains, people who have made bright lights shine by sharing their unique gifts and giving us the courage to lift one another up, to keep up the fight, to work and build upon all that is good in our nation. Have I told you that they are all a part of you? Have I told you that you are one of them and that you are the future? And I told you that I love you. And we showed that on Tuesday for the United States of America. It included all people. And here is a song by Include Everyone by Mother Goose Time. Hi, boys and girls. Are you getting ready to close your eyes? Not quite. They are not closing. You're trying to hold them open with your eyes. And guess who came in very shortly? Well, boys and girls, we have a lot of you that came in. It was Darnell. We haven't had Darnell. He's a new caller. We're so thrilled that he joined us today. And we also had Renee. And Renee, she is so tired from doing all the playing with all the little boys and girls. And, of course, there's Tina. She's having a tough time trying to get her little ones to sleep. But as we know, it is a lot of fun, and it is time to be able to talk about all the different kids that we have, all the different adults that we have, mommies, daddies, aunts and uncles, grandma, nana, papi. Oh, my goodness, aunts and uncles, and just people who just care that are friends of yours. Babysitters, of course, we can't forget them. So, boys and girls, let's hear this song that I know you don't want to hear. It's a new song that we're going to share with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story at Wake Radio Network. It's called Nap Time. I know you'll love this because this is a new artist that we haven't had before. Her name is Charlie Hope. Okay, I see that pacifier that you're trying to hide. Are you sleeping yet? Have you gone to nighty night? Or are you still awake? Well, boys and girls, we just want to say thank you so much for joining us again. And I want to know, what do you do when you're ready to go to bed? How do you know what you want to do? Do you dream about wanting to do something? Do you dream about wanting to be an astronaut? Do you dream about wanting to be a chef? Do you dream about wanting to be a teacher? Or maybe even president? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Dreams. These dreams give you all types of visions. And it is basically a plan on what you want to do, whether it's for making sure that you know what it is, making sure that other people even know what you're talking about and sharing it with them. Well, we have this book, another book, that's talking about You're All My Favorite. And it's by Sam McBrady. Sometimes there's so many people, you love everyone, and there's not any one particular person that you want to focus on. They're all your friends. You don't want to pick one friend, or you don't want to pick one group. You enjoy being with everyone. And that's what this book is called, You're All My Favorite. It's like asking your mommy or daddy, which one of us is your favorite? Who do you like the most? Or maybe you happen to be a tennis instructor and everyone is going, do you like the boys better than the girls? Well, let's find out through this book that we're going to read to you. It's called Once Upon a Time. There was another girl, and she was going to do it. First, a baby bear, and second, a baby bear. But how do you know, they asked, said Mother, Mommy Bear. How do you know we are the most wonderful baby bear in the whole world? Well, I bet you a lot of you have asked that question too. How do you know he's the favorite? Well, because your daddy told you, said Mommy Bear. And when your daddy saw you on the night you were born, he said, and I remember it very well, he said, those are the nicest baby bears I have ever seen. You are the nicest baby bears anyone has ever seen. That was a good answer. And the two baby bears snuggled down as comfortably as could be. But one day, the first baby bear began to think. He wondered if the other two bears were nicer than he was. They had patches after all, and he did not. Maybe his mommy really, really liked patches. Now, the second baby bear began to wonder. Maybe Daddy loves the other two. More than me, she thought. They were boy bears, after all, and she was not. I wonder if you ask yourself that, if you have brothers. Oh, does Mommy or Daddy like me more or less? And the third baby bear began to worry. I'm only the littlest, he thought. Everybody is bigger than me. So that night, the three baby bears asked their daddy bear, which one of us do you like the most? Who is your favorite? We can't all be the best. Yes, you can, said Daddy Bear. I know you can, because I heard your mommy say so when she saw you, and Daddy Bear picked up the first baby bear to give him a cuddle. She said, that is the most perfect first baby bear that anyone's ever seen. Even with no patches? Patches doesn't matter at all, replied his daddy as he tucked him in. And when your mommy saw you, Daddy Bear picked up the second bear, she said. That is the most perfect second baby bear that anyone's ever seen, even if I'm not a boy. Good, a girl or a boy, it makes no difference, said her daddy. And he hugged her tight. And when your mommy saw you, Daddy Bear lifted the last baby bear into his arms. She said, that is the most perfect third baby bear that anyone has ever seen. Even if I'm the littlest, biggly, or littlest, we love just the same. So there, three favorites. You're all my favorites. And the best bear in the whole wide world went to sleep as happily as could be, because that was a good answer, too. For all my favorites, the end. Gerald, we have with us Starfish, and he did have a dream coming to the shore and doing a radio show with us, because one of the things that happens when you go to bed, of course, you look into the sky at night and you see stars. So a lot of you, when you see stars, it reminds you of the stars in the sky. Fish here.
Hello, boys and girls. Tonight, as you know, we are talking about dreams. Dreams of hope. I hope I can become an astronaut. I hope, I believe I can become a teacher. I dream I can become a star athlete. Dreams are wonderful. Dreams can turn into reality. It's a trip to your imagination playland. I'm going to read a poem, As the Crow Flies. As the crow flies, as the river flows, as the seagull cries, as the wind blows, as the eagle soars, as the frog leaps, as the lion roars, as the lion sleeps, as the lamb sleeps, as the rabbit hops, as the owl calls, ooh, 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 as the leaf drops, as the rain falls, as the turtle suns, as the snake glides, as the horse runs, as the swan glides, as the flower grows, as the willow sways, as the moon glows, as the wolf stays. Oh! As the rainbow arcs, as the sun burns, as the dog barks, as the earth turns, as the star gleams, as the dove sings, as the child dreams, so I love you. Dreaming, everyone dreams. Or even animals may dream. One day, I'm going to become like my mommy. One day, I'm going to become like my daddy. Dreams, boys and girls, do come true. Boys and girls, do you have a dream? Moms and dads, I know you've already shared your dream with your boys, with your loved ones, and you told your mommy and daddy when you were younger. It is something that when you close your eyes, you can already see that you have become that, because everybody is an individual. And we have a song that, of course, we would love for you to hear, and it's called I'm Me by our special new artist, Charlie Hope.
If I roar like a lion, does it make me a lion? If I bark like a dog, does it make me a dog? If I hiss like a snake, does it make me a snake? No, 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 no. I'm so much more than you can see. I have life inside of me that makes me move, feel, and love. I can act. Cow. Does it make me a cow?
snort like a pig. Does it make me a pig? If I meow like a cat, does it make me a cat? No, 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 no. I'm so much more than you can see. I've got life inside of me that makes me move, feel, and love. I can act a certain way and do all sorts of things, but in the end, I'm me. I neigh like a horse. Does it make me a horse? If I squeak like a mouse, does it make me a mouse? No.
Boys and girls, you're just the way you want to be. And, of course, your mommy and daddy and Nana and Poppy, they love you too. You're exactly how you want to be. And as you grow older, you'll even be better than what you are. So just make sure that you be me and don't let anyone stop you from making that and deciding what you want to do. Are your eyes getting really heavy? Are you dropping off? Oh, make sure that little bunny doesn't fall off from the pillow. And I know you've already took your slippers off and you're laying down and you're probably turning over just a little bit. And, of course, you smell so good from that nice, warm bath. And as you look outside, you see that it's getting darker and darker. You're trying to hold off from falling asleep, but it's a little hard right now. We introduced a lot of nice songs to you that we didn't have before. So we want to thank you again for joining us on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network. It's a new day and a new time. Now, it's Good Night, Little Hare, and this is by Sheridan King. And by the pale light of the moon, Mother Hare sat watching Little Hare, because we know that some of you don't really want to go to sleep right now. Now, he laid his eyes tightly shut, for his blanket had been the sky, and the soft hay formed his bed. Good night, little hare, she whispered. Now, moles happened by and almost toppled over little hare. Mother Hare, he said, you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe for the farmer to cut the hay at dawn. But what can I do? Asked Mother Hare. Where can Little Hare sleep? You should dig a hole, big and deep, said Mole. That's where your little baby should sleep. So Mother Hare began to dig. She scraped and scraped at the soft brown earth until the hole was big and deep. Then she carried Little Hare to the new bed. But Little Hare did not like it. Mommy, he cried, It's so dark, and I'm so afraid. Now, Badger came bubbling along and heard Little Hare cry. Mother Hare, he said, you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe. The weasel was hunting through the hole, and Burl and he will soon find Little Hare. But what can I do? Asked Mother Hare. Where can Little Hare sleep? You should cover him in a bed of leaves. That will fool Weasel. So Mother Hare hurried and scurried. She formed the leaves into a soft, round pile. Then she carried Little Hare to his new bed. But Little Hare did not like it. Mommy, he cried, I'm so afraid. I don't like the crinkling and crackling noise in my new bed. So the blackbird was up early, pecking among the leaves for bread. When he heard Little Hare cry, Mother Hare, he said, you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe. Well, the fox's nose is sharp, and he will soon sniff out Little Hare. But what can I do? Where can Little Hare sleep? What you need is a nest up high, said Blackbird. Fox will never reach you there. So Mother Hare leaped up to the branch on a tree and placed Little Hare in the empty bird nest. But Little Hare did not like it. Mommy, he cried, looking down, I'm so afraid. It's high up here, and I might fall out. Mother Hare carried Little Hare down again. She did not know what to do. Oh, dear, she sobbed. How can I find a bed that's safe for Little Hare? Well, don't be sad, said Al. Don't you remember when you were young and how your mother kept you safe? Mother Hare remembered the sky that was her blanket. She remembered the soft golden hay that was her bed. She remembered how from dusk to dawn her mother had watched over her. The sun was just rising, and Mother Hare looked towards the field that was her home, and her eyes became bright. The farmer had come early, and just say, Mother Hare, it was quiet, and it was safe there now. Mother Hare carried little hair that oh, my, said, and laid him gently down. Mommy said, Little Hare, I'm not afraid now. This is my own bed, and I like it. Good night, Little Hare.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel on the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find a way.
Moms and dads.
Blowing out my mind.
And Poppy. Good night.
Good night.
good bedtime story. Do come through when you sound all out.
Just like an angel of the
pain,
you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil.